Well, it's great to have the Wizard of the West on the Big Sports Breakfast, and I'm sure plenty of punters that are listening to this right now, late on a Saturday afternoon here in the East, they'll look up to their screens, they'll see W. Pike beside the horse's name, and they'll have something on. Willie Pike, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going really good. Firstly, thank you from not only my personal tab account, but I'm sure many of other punters around Sydney and around the East Coast that love following you, mate. You had a five-timer last week. What are your goals? Because you just keep breaking record after record.
I don't know. I keep it simple. I have a target each year of 100 Metro winners, and I think it's very achievable with the rides I get. So that's all I target at the start of the year, and 100 Metro winners, and also hopefully try and pick off some of these bigger races along the way as well.
It is carnival time, obviously, in Perth. We've got the Masters Series starting. You must be proud of how much this carnival has grown over the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. They've changed it to the Masters Series now. And it really feels like it's gained more traction and, a bit of a buzz for us over here. It's round time, and we only get one shot over here. We've got the three group ones, and it's a big deal for us.
What about the horses? Well, I'll start and try and get, a bit of mail out of you for our punters. Regal Power goes around, obviously, in the big one, the Railway. Now, you're at this stage around that $8 price with the tab, and no doubt you'll get a lot of support. But this horse was pretty good. He was pretty good last time in the Asian Bow, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He ran second first up. It was a very nice run. I think the blinkers go on for this. The barrier draw's come out. I've drawn a bit sticky, which is unfortunate. But he is a horse that I'd rather be on the outside of him anyway. So it's not as big a concern as you probably look. So I'm expecting a big run out of him. As I said, blinkers on, second up. I think he should go pretty good.
That for those that are watching our Sky Racing One at the moment and on our social media, they'll see a replay of the horse where it finished second last start in the Asian Bow. When you say to the outside, does he not like being cluttered up?
Yeah, that's right. Every time I'm on the inside of him, he just doesn't feel as sure of himself. All his best wins is when I've got him to the outside and let him flow. And he really looks much more impressive that way. It just seemed to, every time I'm on the inside of him, he never just seems to find his rhythm as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, I always like him better when I'm normally always looking for shortcuts and cutting through him on Mr. Peter's horses, but this bloke's quite the opposite. He's a free flower, and I prefer him on the outside of him.
With the run, obviously the gate, will you have to go back?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he's got that much natural speed that I would have been forward anyway. So, yeah, I'll be back. But just how far back I'll have to go to find a nice spot will be the issue from barrier 15.
All right. Now, in the Guineas, I read some press. You're pretty keen on this horse, Superstorm. You've drawn not too bad. You've drawn around that eight mark, but you've got options because it looks like a horse that really is on the rise.
That's right. He's always shown us a lot, and he's probably been a smidge disappointing leading up, but he's the penny really dropped with him last start. Everything seemed to click, and he showed what he really has got. And it was only maiden field, but just the feel that he gave me when he did it, and the maturity that he showed from his earliest starts to last start showed that he's on the up and really a horse to follow.
Where do you see Superstorm in the run? I mean, last start you got him behind them and you made that dashing run. Do you think that you'll be in a similar spot and just looking to maybe get him to the outside as well?
Yeah, maybe a little bit the same, yep. I don't think he'd be a forward. Even if I had a good barrier, I think it'd be wasted. So I wouldn't be any closer than midfield. And much the same, I'd be midfield and just looking for a flowing run. yeah, he's only had three starts, so he's still learning. So I would like to just find him just a flowing run where I don't have to get too clever and switch and change too much.
What's it like riding for Mr. Peters? We saw him over here in the East with the Everest Carnival. If you ever make a blue, is he quick to let you know about it?
No, he's really good. I really enjoy riding for him. He's a very level person. If you're having a bad day, he'll smile and give you, tell you to cheer up. It's not that bad. But at the same time, if you're having the best day of your life, he'll be saying, well, there's still another race yet.
Now, what about travelling? I've seen you popping up over in Singapore. You went very close in a feature race there a couple of weeks ago. Will we see you over here in the East as well? I mean, I know that you've said before that Perth, that's where you want to stay. But if opportunities arise, I mean, we'd love to have you here in Sydney one day.
Yeah, definitely. If the opportunity arises that and it fits in, I've saddled, we'll travel. I like all these trips have been, last few years they've been just getting a few more. There's a couple of Singapore trips and a trip to Bendigo earlier. So, yeah, definitely. I'll go anywhere if I can make it work in with my commitments here.
All right. Last but not least, I'll ask you two questions. Which one do we back? Regal Power or Superstorm?
I was impressed with Superstorm last time, so
okay.
I'll go Superstorm.
All right, and a horse for the carnival. It might necessarily not be one of the top liners, but just one maybe you've been working at home or you've had that's upcoming, just for the listeners of the Big Sports Breakfast. We'll promise to keep it quiet, mate. We won't tell anyone.
No, look, I reckon keep an eye on Mississippi Delta. She won impressive last start. Over 1,500, and she's a stayer. She's looking for more ground, so I just can't help but think if she did that over 1,500, well, when she gets over more and more ground, she'll be even harder to catch.
Mississippi Delta. I can see my co-hosts, Laurie Daly and Jimmy Smith, writing that name down along with plenty of other punters. Mate, we really appreciate your time. We know it's early in the morning over there in Perth, and, mate, good luck for the carnival. Good luck in the Cerise and White, and thanks for filling up our bank accounts, mate.
No worries. Hopefully I can keep them topped up over the round, so thanks for having me.